One night at a very late hour, a watchmaker home did repair, when coming along by the tower, was stopped by the constable there. "Friend, come before Mr. Constable to see what his worship will say. You'd have me do more than I'm able. I fear I shall fall by the way. Sir, tell me, and do not deceive me, where have you been playing your part? Kind Mr. Constable, believe me, where you'd have been with all your heart. Sweet Bacchus in bumpers were flowing, which liquor all mortal men cheers. And now, after all, I am going where you dare not come for your ears. Your words, they are saucy and evil. This may be a charge to your purse, for why, you are something uncivil to answer a constable thus. Oh, where do you dwell with a wenyan? Cross humors we will not allow, sir, out of the king's own dominion. Pray, what can ye say to me now? Pray, what is your name, you cross villain? Be sure that you answer me true. Why, sir, it is just 20 shilling. I think I have satisfied you. What trade are you, brewer or baker? Or do you a waterman ply? No, sir, I'm an honest watchmaker. My trade I will never deny. Have you e'er a watch you can show, sir? We'll see how it suits with our clocks. Yes, faith, and a constable too, sir. I wish you were all in the stocks. You saucy, impertinent fellow, because you have answered me so, although your mad brains they be mellow, this night to a prison you go. Therefore, without any more dodging, the lanthorns was lighted straightway. They guarded him to his strong lodging, to lie there while nine the next day. Next morning the constable brought him before a justice to appear, and earnestly then he besought him a sorrowful story to hear. Of all the transactions he told him, to which the good justice replied, from liberty he would withhold him till the naked truth should be tried. The tradesman returned this answer, "The truth I will never deny, if I may speak without offense, sir. I scorn to be catched in a lie. I said nothing which was unfitting, as solemnly here I profess, the king, he is king of Great Britain, and I live in Britain the less. The next thing that causes the trouble, my name he would have me to show, the which is right, honest Mark Noble, and that's 20 shillings, you know. Then asking me where I was going, and I, being void of all fears, right readily made him this answer, where he dare not go for his ears. I rambled all day at the center. At night was to lie by my wife. Instead of his ear, should he venture, I faith it might cost him his life. Now when he had given this relation of all that had passed in the night, it yielded most pleasant diversion. The justice he laughed outright. It seems that a glass of canary conducted the gallant along. I find that he's nothing but merry, intending no manner of wrong. Therefore I will free him from prison without any charges or fees, it being no more than right reason. You watch not for such, it be no more than right reason, you watch not for such men as these.